Blight poses health and safety hazards, reduces property values, drains taxpayers' money on enforcement and maintenance efforts, and discourages community investment and growth. Senator Jay Costa of Allegheny County says it's a problem with which local governments need help.
We at the state level, I think, have an obligation to be able to enhance and provide for programs that support them and assist them and give them the tools that they need to be able to address blight. Because blight, while it's contagious, as we learned today, when you reverse blight and you have revitalization, that too can be contagious in a very positive way.
Senate and House Democrats heard from community leaders who said more money is needed for the Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit Program, which is at $18 million, but gets requests for more than $60 million.
What we see now, given that we've made some tweaks over the past several years, while it was underutilized in the past, now it's oversubscribed. We have about $18 million available. We have $60 million plus in terms of requests. So we need to take some steps to try to address that and try to figure that out. What's the best way to utilize those tax credits to allow more folks to have access?
Currently, there are some 300,000 vacant properties statewide, many of them eyesores. Howard Ondick, State Capitol.